From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. With violence down for the first time in years, the U.S. is increasing pressure on the Iraqi government. It wants the Iraqis to pass key laws aimed at keeping the country from splitting apart. Over the weekend, Deputy Secretary of State John Negroponte delivered this admonition in Baghdad.
If progress is not made on these fronts, we risk falling back to the more violent patterns of the past.
But the Iraqi parliament seems in no hurry to meet American demands, and the end of the legislative session is less than 4 weeks away. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson has this story from Baghdad.
That Baghdad residents deem some of their neighborhoods a lot safer these days can be seen on this street in Karada. Before a car bomb went off there last night, hundreds of shoppers, both Christian and Muslim, ambled past stores and stalls here well after dark. They wouldn't have dreamed of doing so even 2 months ago. Back then, many residents feared to venture out at all, even in daylight. The recent calm is something Iraqi leaders for years have said was needed before they could accomplish anything at a political level. Yet even now, little is being done, especially in Iraq's parliament, only a couple of miles from where these Iraqis are shopping. There, key measures aimed at reconciling Iraqi religious and ethnic factions have stalled for months. So has a proposal aimed at dividing up income from Iraq's vast oil reserves. Another proposal aimed at moving up provincial elections to give groups left out of the current political process more of a say is also dead at the moment. Then there's the three-year-old effort to ease the purge of former Saddam loyalists. That measure recently had its second reading. But quickly, arguments against the measure re-erupted. Here, a Shiite lawmaker demands the legislation be set aside in favor of a measure on Iraqis killed and imprisoned by the former Ba'athist regime. Critics complain that instead of working out their differences on the stalled measures, more than a third of Iraq's lawmakers have gone on the annual Islamic pilgrimage, or Hajj, to Saudi Arabia. Many lawmakers still in Iraq don't show up either, like the largest Sunni bloc, which boycotted sessions last week after its leader accused the Shiite-led Iraqi government of placing him under house arrest. Kurdish lawmaker Mahmoud Othman says the way things are going, parliament is unlikely to even pass a national budget before recessing in January.
People are talking against us on the street, you know. These people in Iraq, they need better treatment, better services, better situation. We are experts in problem creation, not resolution.
There may be few votes in parliament these days, but blame, on the other hand, is plentiful. Members of rival parties blame each other for why nothing is getting done. Othman adds that lawmakers don't answer to constituents, but to party leaders, who can replace them at a moment's notice. Some, like Sunni parliament member Salah al-Mutlaq, dismiss current lawmakers as a lost cause.
There is no hope in this parliament, no hope at all. The only thing is to do is dissolve the parliament, freeze the constitution, and start again.
That, and to get Americans to back off. Lawmakers and experts interviewed for this story say White House and congressional criticism and deadlines only add to Iraqi foot-dragging. Call it wounded pride or anger at an ally most here blame for the Iraqi quagmire in the first place. Again, Kurdish lawmaker Othman.
Both sides are responsible. They are both partners, and they have both failed, F-A-I-L-A-D. See what's going on in this country. It's all concrete blocks. Also. After 5 years, have you ever seen this? Now they have to sit together, revise their policies, totally what have they done, and try to do something for the sake of these people here.
A popular Shiite watchdog of the Iraqi parliament is more optimistic. Lawyer Tariq Haroub, who hosts a weekly show on a television station run by Iraq's largest Shiite political party, claims that differences on key measures have already been resolved behind closed doors. He adds that Shiite lawmakers have enough votes to forge ahead, even if others don't fall in line. Haru predicts that once the pilgrimage season ends in the coming weeks, American officials might just get some of the Iraqi political action they're clamoring for. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Baghdad.